Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I am Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. Alongside me tonight, Carlos Ortiz, it's good to be with you. The phone number to reach us, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. You could find Bart Winkler or Bart Winkler Show on the social media platform of your choosing. Like and subscribe. Hour number one of the show, we talked about some NFL. Russell Wilson is a giant. I like the move simply because it gives them options. That's it. I'm not saying that Russell Wilson is going to turn things around. I'm not saying that the Giants are now a playoff contender. I'm saying that signing this guy in a one-year deal, $10 million guaranteed, another $10.5 million possible in incentives, it gives you another option. Jameis is an option. DeVito is an option. But it doesn't take you out of the running for a quarterback in the draft. It also maybe alleviates some of the pressure of needing a quarterback in the draft. It gives you options. Same with Stephon Diggs to the Patriots. They don't need to get McMillan out of Arizona and bring him in and be the number one guy. They don't need to get Travis Hunter and throw way too many wide receiver reps at him just because they need a guy on offense. If they want to draft him, have him play corner, they can work him in as wide receiver, because you got another reliable guy at that position. It gives these teams options. So better to have options than to not. We broke it down a little bit more in hour one of the show. If you're just joining us, you can always catch the show in podcast form or immediately even more live by the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. Again, everything you need with this show and with any show on the Infinity Sports Network is available on the Odyssey app. You can also find us on stations across the country, nationwide, and Sirius XM Channel 375. Been utilizing those stations in the Sirius the last few days when I've been out and about. If I haven't got the March Madness app in front of my eyes, I've been listening to different games across the radio dial, courtesy of our friends at Westwood One and the NCAA Radio Network. And this first round of games, as we get here now, the story, I think, has been a lack of upsets. There's been a lack of upsets. It's been very chalky. Which, quick aside, one of the things that I'm struggling with in my life as a sports broadcaster who has the ability to gamble on different opinions is that whenever I'm pretty confident in something, for some reason I don't make money on it. I said this was going to be a chalky bracket. And yet, I don't know how it is. I got to do some more digging. I've got my champion alive. Now, in the bracket I did do with the show, I did take Clemson to the Final Four. So maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's the problem. But I knew St. John's wasn't long for anything. I thought Arkansas could pick off a couple of wins. I've got Duke or Florida, depending on what bracket I filled out. I should still be alive. But somehow I'm like, I have like no chance to win any of my brackets. My son's bracket's doing very well. He went all chalk, 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 except the heart wants what it wants. And the team that we root for is the Wisconsin Badgers, and they lost to BYU the other night, which was a real bummer. BYU, there was about a 10-minute stretch where they played as good of basketball as you could want. They were making everything. Their three-point shots was like, oh, let's step back a few more feet and take a shot. They were basically hitting logo threes, playing great defense, and they've advanced. But they're not a mid-major anymore. And neither is, who's the other team neither is Houston. What has happened with college basketball is not only are we not getting a lot of upsets, but we're also not getting a lot of Cinderellas in forms of the mid-major teams. The stats on what we see here with this bracket coming up are pretty remarkable when you compare them to stats from years past. So there are only four conferences represented in this year's Sweet 16. There are only four. We're now down to the four power conferences. There are only four. Well, here's your matchups. Auburn, Michigan. That's SEC and Big Ten. Ole Miss, Michigan State. That's SEC and Big Ten. Florida and Maryland. That's SEC and Big Ten. Texas Tech and Arkansas. That's now Big 12 and SEC. Goodness. Duke and Arizona. That is ACC and now the Big 12. So we could have had the Pac-12 in there. BYU and Alabama. Well, that's Big 12 and SEC. BYU was an independent. That could have been different. And I believe they played in the WCC for a while, basketball. I'd have to double check. Houston. God, they've been flopping all over conferences. But they're in the Big 12 now. Purdue, Big 10. And then Kentucky and SEC are both, Kentucky and Tennessee are both in the SEC. So the previous record for fewest conferences represented in the Sweet 16 was 7. The previous record was 7. This year, there are only 4. Last year, there were 11 leagues represented, or 2 years ago, before the Pac-12 went away, and with a lot more of the mid-major teams not being in the power conferences, like a BYU, like a Houston. Only 4 conferences, the 4 power conferences are left. Every one of these other tournaments, these one-bid leagues, all that excitement, all the Cinderellas, none. They're all gone. In this format, there has never been a Sweet 16 to not see at least one non-major conference team. The closest instance to it was both in 16 and 17 when 15 major conference teams made it. But again, that was the 5 power conferences. And then Gonzaga was the exception as well. So we are at a position where we've never been before, where it's all power conferences up to this point. And if you look at the seeds, I gave you all the matchups. The seeds are 1-4. 3-10, 6-2, 1-5, 1-4, 2-6, 1-4, 3-2, 10. There's one double-digit team in 10. And they've got Coach Calipari, who is like, you know, a pretty good coach. And interesting what happened there, because Calipari was at Kentucky. He left for Arkansas, so Arkansas got in. And then Mark Pope left BYU to Kentucky, and now Kentucky's in. And then BYU, Kevin Young's there now, and now BYU's in. So that little carousel seemed to work out for those 3 teams. BYU lost their coach. What are we going to do? Kentucky lost their coach. What are we going to do? Calipari goes to Arkansas. How will they be? All those 3 teams are in the Sweet 16. And one of the things that Carlos and I had gotten into a little bit at the end of one of the shows last week was this opening round can feel a bit, I believe your words were, overrated.
Yes, most overrated weekend sports.
Because you don't like the upsets?
It's not that I don't like them. It's exciting when it happens, but then reality sets in the weekend after. When we get to, you know, the round of 32 or even the Sweet 16, if the Cinderella's went and made it that far, it goes for far less compelling basketball because usually the clock strikes midnight. Not every team is a George Mason.
Yeah, and not every team's a, you know, Florida Gulf Coast, and not every team's a St. Peter's, which had a run a while back. They were a 15 seed in 2022. They won 3 games as a 15 seed. Their run ended against North Carolina, and that viewer window that they were in as a 15 seed, it was the least watched late Sunday Elite Eight window in 6 years. So the further we go, the less people are interested in these teams. Here's what I'm saying. If you look at this bracket with what I gave you, the 1-4 in Florida and Maryland, what if that was a 12-9? What if it was Oklahoma 9-12 Colorado State? They would have been exciting wins along the way, like Oklahoma beating Florida would have been something. Colorado State beating Maryland, as they almost did, would have been something. But then we wouldn't have gotten the Florida-Maryland matchup that we would be looking forward to here. Kentucky and Tennessee. What if Utah State beat UCLA and then Tennessee, and we get a 10 seed coming up? And they were taking on a Xavier team that had beat Texas in the first four, then Illinois, then they would have beaten Kentucky. The games would have been crazy. We would have been going crazy. But then this weekend, one of the games would be Xavier versus Utah State instead of Tennessee versus Kentucky. It would have been an 11-10 instead of a 3-2. A hell of a lot more people are going to watch a 3-2 in Kennessee. I'm combining them. They are next to each other. In Kentucky versus Tennessee, rather than they would Xavier and Utah State. And this is the epiphany that we had, is that we like the big market name brands. We do, in every sport. We are going to watch Celtics-Lakers a hell of a lot more as a nation than we are Thunder and Cavs. We shouldn't, but we will. We watch Dodgers and Yankees a hell of a lot more than we watched Rangers and Diamondbacks. We shouldn't, but we did. The lone exception to this is the NFL, which is its own thing. But in every other sport, we are driven by the name brands. And I think for the longest time, college basketball made us feel like we're not. It made us feel like, no. We do root for the underdog. We love to watch upsets. Because we do. When there are 16 games a day and it's back and forth, back and forth. One thing that I talk a lot about but practice little while I preach a lot is our need as a species for that dopamine rush. It's why we check our phone 100 times a day. It's why we can be in a room with people and instead of having a conversation, we check our phones a million times a day because we get more of an adrenaline high from a stranger like in an Instagram post than we do a nice conversation over a glass of warm milk with your best friend. Because we want that dopamine hit. And those upsets give us that dopamine. Just like tonight. Oh, we got Russell Wilson. And then we got Stephon Diggs. Well, there were other free agency days where like, oh, come on, Aaron. Are you going to sign with Pittsburgh or not? I need that little bit of joy from my phone. That's what we want. We want that in those days. Okay, that's fine. But then what happens come Sweet 16? And then what happens comes the Elite Eight? Sure, they're fun stories. And then like the week leading up, we can learn about the manager and we can learn about the walk-on. And oh my God, this coach has been there for 30 years and it's great that he's getting his moment in the sun. And it's a nice week of stories. And then they play on Friday and they get their ass kicked. And we don't watch it because it's not the name brands. Viewership for this tournament without the upsets is drawing its best TV ratings in more than three decades. There were not a lot of like super great games. There were some with some nice finishes. I mentioned BYU, Wisconsin, that Maryland finish against Colorado State, a last second shot. We got like an old timey Pac-12 after dark Sunday night, which I don't know why these games are tipping off so late when there's just two. There's two in the whole day. It's a weekend afternoon. There's two in the entire day. And then, oh, here's a game at 9:40. What? So Arizona and Oregon got close, and there were some other games that were close. But we didn't get that crazy upset. We didn't get a ton of thrilling finishes. Arkansas-St. John's was good for a while, then they pulled away. Florida-UConn kind of added some points at the end. But we watched. We watched because none of the big names were upset in that first window, the Thursday, Friday. And then a lot of them were alive on the Saturday and Sunday. And then a lot continue to be alive coming into this weekend. Through the first two rounds, the NCAA tournament is averaging 9.5 million viewers per game across the four networks. The highest average audience through the round of 32 since 1993. The second round games on Saturday and Sunday got 10.2 million viewers, which is up 3% since last year, and the most watched round of 32 since 2017. More people are watching True TV than ever before in the history of the world. And as I mentioned, when there are Cinderellas, it's fun to see that happen right away. But then, unless you're a fan of that team, like, you don't follow the 10s, you don't follow the 12s, you don't follow the 15s as much. And even if they get to the final, like, oh, we want to see, can Butler win? No, they can't. That was a shame. But we are going to watch this weekend, and I would think that more records get set this weekend because it's going to be big-time matchups. Okay? We're going to get number 4 Arizona and number 1 Duke on CBS in prime time on a Thursday night. That's going to be huge. Okay? A lot better than if it was Baylor versus Liberty. On Friday night, we're going to get Michigan State, Ole Miss leading into Michigan versus Auburn, with a chance, by the way, for a Michigan-Michigan State Elite Eight game. That's going to draw a lot more viewers than if we would have got number 14 Lipscomb against number 13 Yale. Like, these would be incredible stories, and they would be what we are talking about. But then we wouldn't all flock to watch these games as much as we would. I just find it very interesting, and I think it's been exposed a little bit, that we try not to, and we do attack. You know, we do attack, like, oh, you're just a large market, you know, it's all you care about, you know. But we're all sort of that way. We don't watch boxing matches as a country unless it's a spectacle. It needs to be big names that get us into the tent. The big names, the brand names, the names we're familiar with, the names we grew up with, the logos that we recognize, they do get us in front of the TV. Now, the first 2 days, we can say, oh, this upset was so cool. I love upsets. Yeah, you love upsets. But then you don't love continuing to watch those teams. So we can't have our cake and eat it too. We're either going to get a round one and a Thursday, Friday that we say, this was one of the best starts to March Madness ever. And then we're going to get games that we don't care about the next weekend. Or we're going to say, hey, this tournament's been kind of boring. But oh my God, dude, did you see the slate of games coming up this week? I cannot wait. And that's what we're running into this year, where the best of this tournament is yet to come. And we're already watching it in very large record numbers. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4ISN. That's a little bit of a look at the men's bracket, want to look some more at the women's bracket, and then also celebrate the loss of UConn the other night to Florida. I'm very happy that they lost. I've had it with Dan Hurley. If the coaches you think on are the only coaches I pick on are guys that try to moonlight as radio host as well, the Dan Hurley thing has come way too far. And now their public information guy, their public relations guy, they're in some hot water. It's a complete mess. There's only one team that wins this tournament. Some of these SIDs, these sports information directors, they need to start, like, you can't go try to beat everybody up if your team loses. So very interesting story about video that wasn't supposed to be obtained that I want to talk about here in a minute when we come back. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. This is The Bart Winkler Show.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Perhaps our most informative rejoin that we play here on the Infinity Sports Network, which is what the ISN stands for. I think you picked up on that. With the phone number, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. The college basketball tournament is underway. We call it March Madness. There's been a few games where I've been, like, heavily invested, maybe because of bets or not. I did put, I put $10 on Arkansas to win $25 to beat St. John's. So I got into that one. Look at me. I got into that one. I did make a little bit of money there, whopping $25. I did get into the Wisconsin game. They lost to BYU. That sucked, but I was into it. And I think the other game that I was the most into is number one Florida against number eight UConn. Florida ended up winning 77-75. I was watching this game on the steps of the coal miners exhibit at the Science Museum in Chicago. We were about to go down. By the way, I got to talk about that. I mean, sometimes we're like, oh man, work so hard. People that used to have to mine coal, and I'm not talking about like coal mining now. I'm talking about like in the 1920s when they would ship people down a crate, get their lungs all infested, make them work 12 to 14 hours a day. They would then pay them based on the amount of coal that they got, not even hourly employees. See, I retained a lot of information from this tour. And then if they like did more than usual for the week, the company could dictate what they were going to buy and change the prices because the company also owned everything else in the town. Oh, you got more this week? Well, guess what? Milk just went up 50%. Oh, man. It was insane. So, you know, the 40-hour work week you enjoy, the overtime you get, like a lot of people worked a lot harder. And so I thank everybody that was involved in that. I was just like, they kept telling us stats and I kept looking at my wife like, oh my God, like I only work 4 hours a night. I mean, I was technically working all day. And as I like to tell people, I'm basically on the clock all day because I'm always, but this ain't coal mining, that's for sure. So very informational and highly recommend. But so I'm watching this game and I wanted UConn to lose very badly because I'm not into the Dan Hurley thing. I'm not into it. I never have been. And it seems like it's getting more aggressive. He is a very animated, very loud, very vocal coach. And he won two national championships in a row. So the more he wins, the more maybe, you know, this behavior is being rewarded. So I continue to reward this behavior. So he's going crazy. At one point he told his assistant, he's like, shut up. You know, I don't think it's good for the game. And you can argue, is Dan Hurley good for college basketball? And here I am talking about Dan Hurley and is an all press good press. But I don't think it's good for the game. I don't think Dan Hurley is good for college basketball. I think he is negative for college basketball. I think Bobby Knight was negative for college basketball. I think it is a shame that we continue to celebrate Bobby Knight. Because coaches, for years, at all different levels, I've seen it enough. They get into coaching. Why did they get into coaching? I don't know. But you can clearly see them thinking, I need to perform. It's part of the job. No, it's not. Part of the job is trying to instill values in your kids, showing them what it takes to win as a group, highlighting their individual talents to succeed on the floor and in life. Not how far can I throw this chair? The fact that they still have the chair. The fact that they brought the chair back out. I don't think this should be celebrated. This guy was a menace. And you've got coaches emulating that behavior. Now, I'm not talking about like kids. I'm talking about like coaches. I've seen way too many high school coaches. I've broadcasted enough games. I've been to enough arenas. I've seen enough coaches in high school in like Division III that have like 7-15 records that are trying to be like, look at me. I'm a superstar. Coach your team. It just drives me crazy. The same way that I'm emulating screamers on the radio for a little more attention right now. It's the same exact thing. As I go all Lewis Black on you. Okay, so they lose. Thank God, because now we're done with that. The last thing I wanted was Dan Hurley beating the like favorite in this tournament in Florida. And then, this is fun. Not only is Dan Hurley upset, but then the UConn director of communications, Bobby Mullins, is upset too. Dan Hurley left the floor in Raleigh, and he was screaming about the officials. He did not like the disparity in free throws, and then Baylor was about to play a game, and he's saying, oh, Baylor, they're going to screw you over, because he was walking by Baylor. And apparently he was not supposed to be videoed while doing this because they were walking back to their locker room, but there was a video man that got the image of this, and I'm going to let Charlotte Sports Live, I'm going to let them fill you in on the rest of the story.
That's the video that's gone viral online of UConn head coach Dan Hurley voicing his displeasure with the referees and the Huskies' loss to the number one ranked Florida Gators. Charlotte Sports Live's own Joey Ellis took that video and then was confronted by UConn Director of Communications Bobby Mullen. Mullen asked for that video that had gone viral to be removed. He then threatened Joey, saying he would, quote, ruin his life if he didn't. This was heard by multiple other reporters and staff on hand. Our management asked Mullen for a statement on the incident, and here's what he said. The lasting image of Coach Hurley leaving the court should have been his walking off the court arm-in-arm with the seniors, overwhelmed with emotion. Instead, a reporter who was in an area he should not have been recorded on his cell phone a private comment made to members of another coaching staff, end quote. Charlotte Sports Live and Queen City News stand by Joey Ellis' reporting.
All right, a couple of things off of that. First of all, awesome to get the we stand by this guy. Second, what did he do that was wrong? He took video of a thing that happened. He took video of a thing that happened. You've got the press pass. You can go basically anywhere. It was out of the tunnel into the locker room. That is not a restricted area for people that have the press pass. I'll tell you that right now. For this director of communications, Bobby Mullen, who also had a tweet that he posted and then deleted after the fact, PR man yells at reporter, news at 11. I have a journalism degree, and I know the difference between reporting and seeking out gotcha moments. My temper flared a bit in a moment of weakness after a loss, but I think the journalist I work with regularly would vouch for me. Screw you, is my report at 11. My temper flared a bit. You are the sports information director. You do not get to be like guy that gets, you're not the vocal cheerleader. That's not your role. Your role isn't one of Dan Hurley's attack dogs. The difference between reporting and seeking out gotcha moments. I don't know what is going on with how people view journalism, but like not as many people are looking for gotcha moments as you think. Especially at the local level of local journalism. These people are making $27,000 a year to try to get an entry-level job to live their dream. One of the perks of the job is to cover cool things like this. The last thing he's looking for is gotcha journalism. He's just trying to make sure he's got enough on tape to fill the 35-second highlight package that they've got later on that night. He's got a clip. He posts it. It goes viral. At then which point, Mullen says, take it down, as if he has no understanding how the internet works, which is a massive failure from a guy in this position. And then the quote that he has is remarkable. The lasting image of a coach leaving the court should have been his walking off the court arm in arms with his seniors, overwhelmed. Yeah, that was it. Overwhelmed. Instead, a reporter was, so he thinks the lasting image should have been Dan Hurley walking off the court arm in arm with his seniors. Well, unfortunately, that image doesn't exist because Dan Hurley decided to take a moment where he saw the cameras and make a scene. He didn't console anybody. He was screaming F-bombs, trying to get into Baylor's face. You think this is good for college basketball? You think a guy who thinks he's Tony Soprano and Bobby Mullen is good for college basketball? He told a videographer, I'm going to ruin your life. I'm going to ruin your life. Some of these sports information directors, they got to realize, look, you don't win all the time. Sometimes you lose. And your job's not as fun when you lose, because then you have to deal with people and the players don't want to talk and the coaches don't want to talk. It's no fun. That part's no fun. It's not why you got into it. You got into it like we all get into this business because we love sports, but we suck at them. So we get around them in any way we can. We cover the games. We go on the TV to talk about them. We become directors of communications because we love it. We want to be around it. It's enticing. It's captivating. But there's a difference between what Bobby Mullen, director of communications at UConn, thinks he is and what he actually is. The lasting image of the coach should have been him walking arm in arm with his seniors. Can Dan Hurley do that one time? Doesn't matter how they lost. He was going to make a scene. I do not like it. I don't like this guy thinking he's an attack dog. I don't like you trying to, you know, ruin the life of a kid. I don't like Dan Hurley making this all about himself, who is clearly, I don't have a license in this, so I'm not a doctor, so maybe I shouldn't give my opinion or my prognosis. But if I were to tell you that there is one coach in all of college who had the Lakers job and a lot more money offered to him, turned it down, and regrets it, I think you could find just by his actions who that coach might be. That's what I think. I think we got a little acting out here, is what I think. And the team becomes the environment of the coach, and now Hurley's brashness has permeated through Bobby Mullen. You lost to Florida. We don't have to be ruining people's lives about this. Move on. Just some unbelievable behavior. And I'm not a higher than, you know, holier than thou kind of guy. I think one way to describe me would be Bart's a good person, but he is a jackass. And I only feel like I should call this out because, as a jackass, I can recognize that behavior in other people. And if I think it's bad, oof, yikes. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. A person who has never done anything wrong with his life or in his life, and continues to excel, has this update for you. It is Pat Boyle. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. The phone number is 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4476. A game of high intrigue tonight in the NBA was Jimmy Butler returning to Miami to take on the Miami Heat as a member of the Golden State Warriors. The Heat without Jimmy Butler have been quite bad. The Warriors with Jimmy Butler have been quite good. Tonight, the Warriors were not good at all, and the Heat got the win. So Jimmy Butler goes back to Miami. Earlier in the day was quoted as saying regarding Pat Riley. Well, I lost the quote, but he basically said he better not talk about me. Ah, I have nothing to say to Pat, and Pat better not have nothing to say to me. There it is. It was right in front of my face, and for some reason I did not see it. Now, Steph did not play. I do not. No. Is it different than what I just said?
I don't know. It's 10 seconds long, though.
Okay.
I don't got no thoughts. Like I said, man, I don't got nothing to say to nobody. I don't have no hard feelings. I'm in a better place now for me. And continued success to those guys over there.
Was that after the game?
That was before.
Okay. Well, then I'm glad we played it. It was added some context to the situation, and that is why we use audio when we're giving monologues and such. Now, the Heat won 112-86, so Jimmy Butler lost. Steph Curry did not play. Butler went 5 of 12, had 11 points. Typically, he has not done well in these sort of rematch games. Either he does well and the team loses, or perhaps he just does bad. And he's had a few revenge games because he's been on a few different places. And he's been on a few different places because has there been a situation where Jimmy Butler's time there ended well? He was in Chicago. He was in Minnesota. He was in Philadelphia. He was in Miami. There's a lot of times where the beginning is as great as the beginning's been, like what we're seeing in Golden State. And there are some great moments. I mean, he's taken the Heat to the finals a couple times. He's been an all-star a bunch of times. All defensive second team player, you know, most improved player, steals leader. He's been good across his career. But when things go bad, things go bad. He's never had a clean breakup, as it were. So a lot of times a guy leaves a team and then plays his old team, and we call it a revenge game. And, you know, we just say that there's some friendliness that goes on. But Jimmy Butler's games have been revenge games. His first revenge game was as a member of the Timberwolves against the Bulls. This was a double revenge game because Zach LaVine was traded for Butler, and he was going now against the Wolves where he started his career. Butler in that game against Chicago had 38 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists and 4 steals. But LaVine had 35 points and some clutch free throws at the end. Butler had a chance at a desperate 3-point shot at the buzzer, but missed. And so the Timberwolves lost. He had a big stat night, but the Timberwolves lost. So then he goes to Minnesota. That doesn't last quite as long. He eventually goes to Philadelphia, and now he's got a chance for a revenge game with the Sixers against Minnesota. Butler was bad in that game. 5 of 10 shooting, just 12 points, did have 13 boards. But the Sixers got the win. So, okay, now you're playing worse, but your team gets the win. Philadelphia did not end well. So then he goes to Miami. Another bad outing. They lost 113-86. Butler had just 11 points. And Josh Richardson, who was part of the Butler sign-in trade, actually had 32 points for Philadelphia. So his last revenge game was when he joined the Heat to take on the Sixers, and his team lost 113-86, and he had 11 points. Tonight, his team lost 112-86, and Jimmy Butler had 11 points. That's pretty interesting. Now, for what it's worth, again, no Steph Curry in this game. Golden State has been playing a lot better with Jimmy Butler than they were prior to his arrival. That Western Conference getting very interesting. Again, the Thunder have clinched everything that they can clinch. And then you've probably got, a couple of teams because they're all in this weird sort of zone here. So I'll just tell you how many games back they are of second place. The Rockets are in second place. The Nuggets are two games back of second place. The Grizzlies are 2.5 games back. The Lakers are 3 games back. And then the Warriors are 5.5 games back. So those are the teams currently 2 through 6. But right now the Warriors are only a half game up on both the Clippers and the Timberwolves. And if they go down from the 6, well, then they're in that play-in tournament. The Clippers have been playing pretty well lately. The Timberwolves have been playing pretty well lately. The Kings are back under 500, and now they've got themselves in a zone where between the Kings as the 9 seed, the Suns as the 10 seed, and the Mavericks as the 11 seed, they're all within a game of each other. The Suns, we think, are toast. All of a sudden, they've won 4 games in a row, including a buzzer beater from Devin Booker last night over Milwaukee. The Mavericks, even with getting Anthony Davis back, are free-falling, and right now they're out of it. So the 10 seed, which it seems like nobody should get, right now would go to the Phoenix Suns, who are almost like, hey, that's what we thought they would be. I know it's just a little 4-game win streak, but oh no. Could there be a fairy tale in Phoenix? We'll see. 888-710-4ISN. It is the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.